why he said the following words in Matthew chapter 24. Come with me to Matthew chapter 24, verses 42 to 44. And there, Jesus says, "Watch therefore, for ye do not know what hour the Lord cometh." Watch therefore, he says, "You do not know what hour the Lord expect that the fireless virgins had some type, oil in their lamp, because the King James Version says that lamp was gone out. But actually, the correct translation is they were going out. Their lamp was going out. They realized, it is going out. We need more oil. We need to make sure that we have more oil. But it was too late. But the fact that they had a little bit that ran for a short time, it meant that they had, of course, some portion of the oil. But it just wasn't enough to keep them the whole period of waiting. According to Zechariah chapter 4, the oil represents what? The Holy Spirit. So that means that these five foolish virgins, they had the Holy Spirit, but it wasn't enough of what they had. Are you with me? But still, continuing the same thought of Zechariah chapter 4, you don't have to go there, where we see that the oil represents the Holy Spirit. It says that the oil comes from the two olive trees, which emptied itself through the two golden pipes. You remember reading that? Jesus is coming. Are you daily praying to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Are you just living a careless Christian life, not even noticing your need and lack of the Holy Spirit? Are you daily praying, staying connected to the Word, and being prepared and praying, claiming the promises of the Holy Spirit? Jesus says, watch, watch,
until everybody that sees you will be able to see that the Spirit of God is in you. Keep reading it. And as I began reading, I remember very vividly. I read that book. I was like, oh, this is a precious, precious book. And I said, God, every morning I'm going to read it. Wake up at 6 o'clock. Pray for the Holy Spirit. I put an alarm on my phone. Every morning, the alarm goes off. And I wake up on my knees. I went 3, 4 months, 7 months. And I'm like, well, I think I'm good. You know, let me turn off the alarm. And just, you know, when I wake up, I'm being so tired. Before I wake up at 6, I'll pray. You understand, Holy Spirit. I've been working for you. I'm a Bible worker. I'm late. Being so busy doing the Lord's work that I forget the Lord. And that began slowly. A few times I would say, God, please help me to wake up at 6 a.m. Faithfully, He woke me up. Sometimes I would go to bed, not even praying anymore. I would say, well, if I wake up, you know, God, I'm tired. I want to sleep in a little bit. And slowly I started going down and down and down. I felt something was missing. I mean, you do all the religious things. You wake up, you do all your devotion, but something is still missing. I miss praying for the Holy Spirit. We need it. We need the presence of the Holy Spirit to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The parable says that Jesus comes at midnight, the darkest hour. And you know what? It is when Jesus Christ is going to come. One of the darkest hours that this world has ever seen. But that's through and in those darkest hours that those who are faithful, those who are wise, that the bright light will shine for them. But it will be so worse for those who are not prepared and will be find themselves outside the banquet hall. We are to be ready. The hymn says, watch ye saints with eyes lit waking. Lo, the powers of heaven are shaking. Keep your lamps or streaming, a dream and burning, ready for the Lord's returning. Lo, He comes. Lo, Jesus comes. Sinners come while Christ is pleading. Now for you is interceding. Haste, for grace and time diminished. Haste. Shall proclaim the mystery finished. Lo, He comes. Yes, Jesus comes. Are you watching, saints? Are you trimming your lamp? Or are you just going through the motions of Christianity? The motions of Seventh-day Adventism? The foolish virgins went and said, please give us the wise virgins. Give us of your oil. They say, no, we can't give it to you. We cannot give it to you. To receive the Holy Spirit is a personal. I cannot believe for my brother, neither can my brother believe for me. I cannot believe for my son, neither can my son believe for me. If I do not, I will not be filled with the Holy Spirit. We have to be watching saints. Watching saints. See, the good news is, right, the bad news is that they went and they asked for oil in the wrong group and in the wrong time. And you say, what do you mean, George? They were wise virgins. Here's why. First of all, as I mentioned, it is supposed to be an individual thing. So that's the wrong group to go. You and I need to be seeking for the Holy Spirit individually. And they're asking for the impossible in a wrong time as well. Because it was already everlastingly too late. But the good news is that we don't have to wait until it is everlastingly too late. We can ask for the impossible today. Today there is time. Today we can ask. Today we can spend time in the Word. Today, seek God. The right person to ask, the right one to ask, seek God. The right time to ask, it is now. But they didn't do it. And guess what? They went and tried to get oil last time. And I think that there will be a time, even though it may not be the oil, the true Spirit of God. Some people may just feel, well, I have something. I think